Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Linda, and today is Saturday, and I am glad to have you. I've decided to do a part two of Living Your Life by Design, basically because yesterday the radio program kind of just stopped on me for some reason. So I just wanted to finish up the thought, share some insights with you on Living Your Life by Design, and decided to just make it out of a part two to have the time to go ahead and do it that way. It has been sort of a journey for me. You know, I had kind of not been doing Blog Talk Radio for a little while, and now I've come back to it. And they've kind of changed some things. So technically, as I'm a little bit challenged on some things, I have had to kind of learn how to do some things a little bit with that. So some of this that I'm going through is just to kind of tweak and get a little bit more expertise with the Blog Talk Radio, as they have changed some things. I really was doing it pretty much all the time. So today we'll be talking about Living Life by Design, Part 2. You know, just like a painter paints on a canvas, he has an idea of what he wants in his mind, and then he puts that on the canvas. He designs it just like a interior designer decorates the room or transform a nothing room. We've all seen those shows where the designer transforms an ordinary room to something spectacular. They do it by design, and they do that through planning, through goals, and then they put action and they put the whole design in their mind. But first you have to design it, and a lot of times they start by putting that on paper with the design. And that's what we're talking about today, living your life by design. We will keep going here, and we'll talk about it. There, on this broadcast, there's this little pull-up that I have on there, and it says three simple rules in life. One, if you don't go after it, you won't have it. Two, if you do not ask, the answer will always be no. And three, if you don't step forward, you'll always be in the same place. That's kind of some of the ways of living your life by design. And I know yesterday we talked about a few other things, but some of the things we talked about is that, you know, you have to ask yourself the right questions. I also have an episode on here about, on the Blog Talk Radio, about asking the right questions. So what are those right questions? What do I really want in life? What makes me passionate? How do I want to live? What would that look like? What would that feel like? What would that be like, to really visualize it? And then write down the answers. The other thing I put down was to focus. You know, sometimes you have to focus in on what it is you want to work, what it is that you really want, to be clear and concise about it. You need to focus in. So after you have written down what it is that you see as your ideal life and what it is you want, then you start focusing in. You know, all the distractions, you kind of, as best you can, you move those distractions from your life. Not as best as you can, you do it. You know, and life, it's about going ahead and doing some things. You do what you can do. You focus in. If some of the things, if what you're needing to do, you need to take a class or do some research, you make the time, you allot the time to do that research. You do that research in that time. You go for it. Another thing is to clearly define it. What is it that you want? Clearly define what you want in your life. That is really, you know, set it up. How are you going to accomplish it? What is going to be your time frame in which you're going to accomplish it? You need to take those classes. Like I said, I'm going to take these classes in 2 months, da-da-da-da-da. I'm going to do this in 3 months. Sometimes I like to break down my goals in quarterly goals. Okay, the big picture of the goal, and I'm just using this for example, is that I'm going to write a book. Well, maybe in the first quarter of that, I'm going to you know, maybe write 90 pages of the book or whatever. I break it down in bite-sized chunks over a time period. Like if I'm going to do this in a year, then I have quarterly goals that I re-go through. I write those goals down, and then I, you know, go back through and see how I'm doing it. And even sometimes I break those quarterly goals down in. I'm going to get this done by this month and that month to keep me on a set schedule and to define it, what it is that you want. Really define it to the least common denominator. This is what I want. I want to work a job, or I want to have a career in which I have some say-so in my life, that I have work-life balance, that I work 8 to 10 hours, and that's the end, and then I have free time to spend with my family, to have fun, that kind of thing. Clearly define what it is. And we talked about the goals. What are your goals? Goals are the stepping stones that you take to move to the next level. So, you know, what are the goals? And break those down to the least common denominator. Of course, to release some things and to let some things go. Sometimes you just have to let people, places, and things, anything negative, even some emotional baggage that you're carrying, some fear, some guilt, some envy, you want to release those things and let them go. Finally, just do it. You know, sometimes you just have to go for it and just do it. It is what it is. You got to release all the excuses, all the procrastination, keep yourself on a schedule, and just do it. And then live it. You know, live your life. Have time to party. Have time to play. Have time to work hard. But find balance is the key to all of it. Finding the balance that you need in life to do all the things that you want to do in your life. That is the importance, finding the balance to get it all accomplished. Well, I hope this helped you. You can find me on, of course, Blog Talk Radio and Soul in the City. You can find me on Tumblr and Powerfully You and WordPress at www.wordpress.com/powerfullyyou. And you can reach out to me through email also at MuhammadLinda14@yahoo.com. So I hope this helped you. Just wanted to do a little bit, just to say a little bit. Live your life by design. Go after what you want. We all have goals. We all have things we really want to do. Go for it. You have a blessed day. Not staying a long time, but just enough to give you a taste of how to achieve living your life by design. So go for it. Go live your life by design. Have a great weekend.